KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning. In for Scott Schaefer, I'm Catherine Barron. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger says he's confident he can persuade voters to support his reform measures come November's special election. During an interview with the Associated Press, the governor acknowledged he's made some mistakes. Schwarzenegger also said that, in principle, he supports Proposition 73, a ballot measure that would require parental consent for minors seeking an abortion. And a spokesman for the governor said he has no plans to change his mind about vetoing the legislature's gay marriage bill despite an upcoming ad campaign. Supporters of same-sex marriage are airing television ads this week criticizing Schwarzenegger's decision. Lightning streaked across the California sky on Tuesday, sparking wildfires and triggering power outages from the Bay Area to Los Angeles. In Southern California, the first rainstorm in 2 months wreaked havoc on the already congested freeways, while thunder triggered car alarms. From KPCC, Rob Schmitz reports.
Instead of the familiar sun creeping through their windows, many Southern Californians woke up instead to rumbling thunder and the steady patter of a gentle rain. National Weather Service forecaster Stan Wasowski says the beginning of autumn brings with it a stronger jet stream north of California. Once in a while, he says, a little bit of energy will drop out of that jet stream and create an isolated low-pressure system, this time mixed with the remnants of a hurricane off the coast of Mexico to strengthen the current system over Southern California.
Sometimes it'll happen earlier in the month, like around September 10th or so. And if there's a hurricane wandering far enough north, it'll pick up the remains of that moisture and it can really get some good rains.
And some good bangs. A Southern California Edison spokesman says approximately 200,000 of its customers throughout the region have lost power due to lightning strikes. The National Weather Service says the storm system should taper off by late this morning. For the California Report, I'm Rob Schmitz.
Governor Schwarzenegger has vowed to make major changes in how youth offenders are treated in California. But at a symposium in Sacramento on Tuesday, some experts questioned whether those changes will come fast enough and reach far enough. The conference brought national authorities and state officials together to discuss fixing a system many say fails to prepare juveniles for life after prison. Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers has more.
Sarah Norman, an attorney with the nonprofit Prison Law Office, has been inside the walls of a prison before. But the prison rights advocate says she was even rattled by a trip this past spring to a juvenile facility near Stockton, where prison authorities required her group to wear heavy stab-proof vests, even though they were kept far away from the teenage boys serving time.
We were just walking down a hallway to yell to kids through their doors. We weren't going into the rooms. We didn't have any real personal contact interaction. But they still made us put on these vests, which I thought was very typical of a mindset that these are animals. These are not people. These are animals. We distance ourselves from them, and we have to take this protection.
Depending on how statistics are used, some critics say as many as 3 of every 4 young offenders in California return to criminal activity once they are back on the streets. This year's reorganization of the state's correction system technically did away with the California Youth Authority, but has not done the same with the problems. Most notable is the violence. 5 juvenile inmates have been killed in just the last 2 years across the state, the most recent just 3 weeks ago. One problem is the dilapidated and overcrowded youth prisons themselves. Elizabeth Siggins, chief of juvenile justice policy for the State Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation, says it could take 3 to 4 years just to improve those facilities.
There are no short-term facility solutions, even when you're talking about renovation, because our facilities are so old.
But other analysts say it goes far beyond new buildings. They suggest more emphasis and better funding for new programs on the local level to help rehabilitate juvenile offenders. Tuesday symposium also included suggestions to emulate states like Texas, with programs that focus on education and socialization skills. That includes forcing young offenders to examine their own lives and the environment that led them to commit crimes. Journalist John Huebner says his tour of the Texas system proves what juvenile inmates really need is a chance at redemption.
We make decisions on crime based on fear. We make decisions based on anger. You know what that is? And that's retribution. These kids come out angrier and dumber and meaner than they went in.
Some in attendance at the Sacramento event believe all of California's youth prisons should be closed down. That's not likely to happen, although some changes will move forward, especially after recent legal settlements. Still, there's a sense the juveniles now behind bars can only wait so long for the system to be fixed. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.
Religious leaders gathered Tuesday at the Simon Wiesenthal Center in West Los Angeles to mourn the man in whose honor it was named. Concentration camp survivor and famed Nazi hunter Simon Wiesenthal died in his sleep yesterday at his home in Vienna. Los Angeles Bureau Chief Alex Cohen reports.
Simon Wiesenthal was a concentration camp survivor who went on to help bring more than 1,000 war criminals to justice. Rabbi Marvin Heyer said Wiesenthal lost 89 members of his family during the Holocaust, but he added, Wiesenthal didn't act out of revenge.
He would often say he did it to protect his grandchildren and great-grandchildren so that the would-be murderers of tomorrow would know that somebody is going to stand up and not allow the perpetrators of such an evil to get away with it to protect the world.
Rabbi Heyer is the dean and founder of the Simon Wiesenthal Center, an international Jewish human rights organization, library, and archives. At the center yesterday, Heyer said in his later years, Wiesenthal dedicated himself to newer challenges, such as the resurgence of anti-Semitism in Europe and terrorism.
He said that evil did not die with Adolf Hitler in the bunker. That it's a myth to think that with the end of Nazism, that was the end of atrocities.
Heyer also shared a message sent by Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. The governor wrote, Simon was a lion of a man, a survivor and a conqueror, a hero in every sense of the word. Rabbi Abraham Cooper, associate dean of the center, remembered Wiesenthal as a man of great glee and humor.
That humor held him in good stead throughout those horrible years and helped maintain an equilibrium in the lonely battle that he undertook.
There will be a memorial service for Wiesenthal today in Vienna. A delegation from LA's Wiesenthal Center will travel to Israel for a funeral service there at the end of this week. For the California Report, I'm Alex Cohen in Los Angeles.
That's the California Report for Wednesday, September 21st, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Catherine Barron. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Endowment for Coverage of Healthcare in California, the California Farm Water Coalition, family farmers dedicated to using water to produce fresh fruits, vegetables, and grains for your family, online at farmwater.org, and TIAA CREF, serving those who serve others by offering financial services for the greater good. TIAA-CREF.org.